Some more border. I got some border the other day. I'm smoking right now. It's almost like smoking paper though. It's going so fast. She put the food that she didn't want in a slop bucket and then took it out and fed it to
pigs or chickens or anything.
Would you describe that slop bucket? What was it made of?
Well, just a tin bucket of 3 to 5 gallons.
Uh-huh. Now it had a handle to carry it.
Bale on it.
A what?
Bale. Uh-huh. Handles would be on the side, you see, and this is bale went over.
Yeah, I never knew what that was called. Yeah. Now, did she ever use anything when she wanted to put liquid in a bottle that had a very small top? It goes like this. You pour it in here and...
Funnel.
Did you ever hear that called anything else?
I don't know what it is.
Now, how was the house lit at night? What kind of light did your folks have?
Well, to begin with, we had just a kerosene lamp, some they call ones and some twos.
Which were larger?
The twos.
Twos. Mm-hmm.
And then we got on up to the rail lamp and then to the Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
And that's electric light.
When did the electric light come in this area? Electricity. Remember?
No, it's been 30 years in a way.
Now, there's some places in Indiana, northern Indiana, where electricity just gotten there 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, we had a little, I guess you'd call it a...
Well, we didn't have it for 20 years, 22 years.
But here in Smithland, they had just a dynamo that just separately from the other lights,
oh,
you know. And when the REA come in, well, of course, it done away with that.
Now, did that dynamo service all of Smithland, or just part of it? Or the county? What? How large an area did it service?
It covered Smithland, which is population 600.
Mm-hmm. What did your father use to sharpen his razor?
Well, he had a hone. And he honed it.
Piece of leather?
And then a strap. He'd hone it on his hone. Something similar to a wet drop.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the strap and hang her up, you know, and strap it on that.
You go both ways.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did he shave? When he was, when he got up in the morning, he shaved. Where did he shave?
Where did he?
Mm-hmm.
Before a mirror.
Was it in the kitchen? Kitchen
well,
sink? Or?
No, usually in the bedroom by the dresser mirror.
Yeah. Now, where do you shave nowadays?
I see in the kitchen by the, right by the sink. And that, see, I've had utility.
Oh, I see.
I mean a medicine cabinet there with a mirror in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you describe the first farm you remember living on? The buildings that were on the farm first, the outbuildings.
Well, that is where the log house was, and it was a level, what you'd call tableland.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 5 miles out of Smithland.
What were the out-